This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Actor Sebastian Arcelus is part of the ensemble cast of the CBS drama Madam Secretary. He plays Jay Whitman.
He is her senior policy advisor. Results-oriented, forward-thinking, constantly sort of pushing the envelope, bombastic guy. I've really enjoyed sort of carving out, you know, who he can be with the writers over the course of this first season. He and Tate Leone's, of course, Elizabeth McCord, are often sort of at odds with each other, but only because they kind of think the same way. They have different approaches, but they're both a little bit of mavericks in a way. She certainly thinks outside the box. Like, I'll put it this way, actually. I think at one point President Dalton says, you know, I'm picking you not because, you know, you think outside the box. It's because you don't even know there is a box. I would say that Jay Whitman alternately knows the box inside and out. So he's purely political and oftentimes needs to be sort of schooled by his boss, Secretary McCord, on how to look things in a more human way. Madam Secretary is teaching Jay to actually round out his career, to actually be comfortable where you are so that you can actually make a difference, as opposed to constantly thinking about the grass is always greener or there's a step ahead. And I think that Jay loves his job. You know, I do. I do believe that he loves working in the State Department and affecting policy. But sometimes he's just too results-oriented. So it's really interesting to play that balance. Especially for me, I was a poli-sci major in college. So I studied U.S. involvement in Latin America in the 20th century. So to get to work on shows like Madam Secretary and House of Cards for Netflix has been a real blessing. And I think the fact that they're both politically themed for me, it's in my wheelhouse. It's what I love.
And here you thought your college education wouldn't come in handy.
Yeah, my folks certainly are happy to see that that the efforts I spent at college are certainly being used a bit anyway.
We're talking with Sebastian Arcelus, who plays Jay Whitman on Madam Secretary, but you mentioned House of Cards. Tell us about your role there. You were a journalist, Lucas, right?
That's right, yeah. Lucas Goodwin, he was the senior editor at the Washington Herald, working under Boris MacGyver's character, Tom Hammerschmidt. And he is Kate Mara's boss and eventual love interest. That was really, it was really a dream role for me on so many levels. All the President's Men is one of my favorite books and movies, of course. And so when I walked onto that set for the first time of the Washington Herald, I nearly fainted. And then we were a part of something new. We have been a part of this new approach to TV viewing, allowing the viewer to have the power of how to consume their own content. And so anytime you're part of something new that happens to be that well written, that well produced, working with this remarkable team of actors and crew and creators, it's a dream come true. And the fact that in a show of, a central anti-hero, of course, and the number of fairly shady characters, I enjoyed the fact that Lucas, while making some poor decisions along the way, you could say, does at least try to live by a certain, ethos, a code of conduct, I should say.
One more question. My take on Taya Leone, I didn't know her from Adam. I mean, I knew the name, but I had never really seen any of her work. But she on this show, to me, is the linchpin of, obviously, it's named Madam Secretary, but she is so good on the show. What do you take from working with her?
You know, I take so much. I agree with you. I think she's a remarkable actress, and she's an even more remarkable woman. This is a person who could really have anything, and she's raised wonderful children and had a remarkable acting career at the same time, and that authenticity, I think, is what she brings to the role of Elizabeth McCord. On the one hand, you know, she is a major player on the world stage and affecting immediate and long-lasting change, almost a superwoman of sorts, and then at the same time she's utterly relatable, so cool, so calm and collected. You know, and she just goes home to her family, which is the most important thing in her life. And I think we can all sort of relate to that. We want to be the best we can in our jobs, especially, or, you know, even if they are jobs of great import. And yet, at the end of the day, we want to have a healthy, happy family life. That it's not without trials and tribulations, of course. That's part of life. But I can certainly get that. Having just my wife and I brought a 12-week old little girl into the world. Taya is a model of what kind of a parent and person I want to be in that little girl's life.
With this new little baby, I have three of my own, and I have three and four grandchild on the way. Happy Father's Day, your first one. Your life will never be the same, and happy Mother's Day to your wife.
Oh, thank you so very much. Right back at you. Congratulations on everything. And you're right. This May and June will certainly have a different color to them with knowing that we're now proud parents. She's very precious. We're very blessed.
All the best, Sebastian. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
With Sebastian Arcelus of Madam Secretary, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Janice lives in Hawaii and has a respected traditional Hawaiian surname with 36 letters. Janice's driver's license doesn't have room for her first name or the last few letters of her last name, which is a major identification issue. The Hawaii Department of Transportation has a maximum character length of 34 letters. Legally, is there anything Janice can do? The final verdict after this.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
A timely, important biopic and one of the best movies of the year. If you have a dream, march to see Selma. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers: Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Legally, there is nothing she can do. But once made aware of the problem, the Hawaii DOT increased the maximum character length, so now Janice's full name appears on her license. And that's the final verdict.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Much like parents pestering me to shave and get a haircut, each time I attempt to crank out one of these scripts, the Hewlett-Crappard printer flashes a box which tells me my ink cartridge is counterfeit, like owning a bike that tells you what brand of gas to run. Today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Impersonating a comedy, The Wedding Ringer proves that money can't buy friends, a best man, or laughs. I'm out.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers: Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. The biker recently discovered printer ink cartridges which last three times longer at one-third the price. Without original equipment ink, a warning appears each time I print, telling me I've screwed up and bought a counterfeit ink cartridge. My only internet complaint. The longer I looked, the lower the price on a discounted set of motorcycle tires. No problem there. Tell me how to make the counterfeit ink cartridge message go away. American Biker Minute. Your passport to the open road on 2.